two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Now, not too long after this beautiful picture of a bull moose was waiting in a fountain on the campus of Weber State University, was, you know, popped up online, unfortunately was hit by a car and killed.
And that is a major deal. Hmm. Whenever a moose gets hit by a vehicle, it is extremely dangerous. In fact, hitting a moose 13 times more deadly than hitting a deer. And, of course, I read that in the American College of Surgeon journal. That's just what I do in my free time. But, no, it's very, very big deal because moose are so tall, Deb. I mean, you've been close to a moose. You've been, like, you know, arm's length.
Too close. It wasn't smart. I agree.
I have no idea why you were that close. That's not smart.
Yeah.
But they can grow, you know, 6 feet tall at the shoulder. They have extremely long legs. You know, they weigh 1,300 pounds. And what happens is when a car hits a moose, it hits the legs and then the body hits the windshield. That's why it gets so dangerous.
Well, Kevin Blanche witnessed this, right, Kevin?
Yeah.
Is that what you saw happen?
So I'm here on the university in this famous pond. I've been on this university for years. I'm a research PhD. My PhD is the effects of the Fukushima disaster on the ecology, which this heat bubble started at the same time the disaster. And so I was doing research. I was in the research, and I come out, and this pond's historic. It's a man-made pond on the campus. The campus is built into the foothills here. And so we have lots of ecology on this campus because it's right in the middle of the ecology. And this pond is a natural pond. They turned into concrete in the 70s. And so I come out, and I'm like, whoa, there's a moose in the pond. Now, the moose have to have water. They're bottom feeders. This drought has pushed him down, and then they're also, they still hunt up there. And I've seen, there's always lots of deer on this campus hit by cars. And like you said, they're high-profile animals, and it's dangerous. And so he was in the pond, and the DNR and Weber State Police did everything they possibly could. They called the DNR, and the DNR's here, and I'm talking to him. What are you going to do? And he's like, I don't, nothing. And I'm like, yeah, there ain't much you can do. He doesn't have a chance. He'll move at night. They move at night. They're very spiritual animals. And so sure enough, right at dark, he started to move at night. So me and the Weber State Police are trying to follow him, and they're in Harrison, and traffic's insane on Harrison Boulevard in here. And I'm like, he doesn't have a chance. And they're up there. They're trying to get there in front of him to block traffic. They're doing everything they can, but he's moving quickly, and he almost made it across. It was a higher profile vehicle that, you know, it's so dark I couldn't tell how fast he was going, but I know how they travel here. And he made it almost right there at the entrance of the old McKay Hospital right there on 3950. I'm standing here right now shooting some videos for my YouTube site, and boom, I heard it, and it killed him. Aww. It killed the elk. The driver of the car was perfectly fine. So, but it's just another byproduct of this epic drought that we're in for the last 10 years that didn't start till 2012. We had flooding here in Weber County in 2011, and the DNR there, don't even get me going. You know, this Gibson character that's named the head of the DNR is my next-door neighbor who's under investigation, and he never had any college degrees. And the DNR, well, how they've handled our deer herds and our moose herds and our elk herds is disgraceful.
Kevin, talking about the moose, what happened to the car? Could you tell? Did the vehicle stop? I would assume the vehicle stopped.
Yeah, and yeah, it got the front end, but it was a higher profile vehicle. It was an older profile vehicle, like a Blazer. And so, you know, he was a young bull moose, 30, and so it didn't do a whole lot of damage, you know, luckily. And like you said, you hit a moose, it's dangerous. It can go through that windshield and kill you fast. And they travel at night. And so I think he came out unscathed in the vehicle. Of course, you know, had some serious damage, but it was so dark last night. You know, so you'd probably have to talk to Weber State Police. They were the police on the scene, was Weber State Police. They did everything they possibly could, but just another tragic event to our wildlife. You know, the driver was fine, but what about the moose?
You know,
these guys, these animals are under incredible pressure in this drought.
Yeah, and
he's in the pond feeding. They're bottom feeders in ponds, and the ponds up here above Weber State, they've gone dry.
Yeah, it was a beautiful picture, and that's what really stood out to me. Kevin Blanche, thank you so much for calling and describing that for us. But it was a beautiful picture, and to see that picture when I was going to bed last night and then to find out that it had been hit and killed, that's a sad turn. I'm glad that the driver that hit the moose was fine. Seems like, by all reports, the driver was fine. They were able to harvest the meat and donate it to a family.
The state was.
The state was. Yeah. So you know, that's a silver lining as well. But, yeah, it was moose are huge and extremely dangerous. But as we were talking to the DWR, Deb, it's very, very rare that a moose gets hit. 99% of the big game that gets hit here in Utah are deer. Deer weigh a couple hundred pounds.
Yeah.
A moose can weigh 1,300.
I told you I hit a deer. Maybe almost 20 years ago now. And at first I thought, oh, I'll be fine. I'll make it to my morning live shot after I hit this thing, you know, before dawn. And then I got out of the car and I saw this and I thought, oh, and I just fell apart. I just became a puddle of goo. My daughter gets in the car with her dad, and she's 3 years old at the time, and they show up, and she, of course, exclaims as I'm getting in the car, Mommy, you killed Bambi. Have you ever hit a deer?
I hit a porcupine, but I was in my smart car, so, like, proportionally, it was basically like hitting a moose. So, yeah, I know where you are. I know what you feel. Devastating, but interesting story.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.